Yes, y'all know what it is, man. It's Friday. You know what I mean? Happy to be here with us, man. We hope that you enjoyed y'all week. You know what I mean? Y'all went out there, had a good time. You know, protective and productive. That's what we like to say over here, man. But it's an Earn an ISO show. If you don't know now, you know, man. Like, rate, review, share, subscribe. Just those small things, you know what I mean? It shows that y'all appreciate the big things that we do for y'all. First and foremost,
before we get into
this, man, we do have some RIP condolences we want to send out. Yeah, I mean, not just one, you know, at this time, you know. The producer of Organized Noise, Rico Wade, yeah, I mean, at the young age of 52, passed away. You know what I mean? We send our condolences out to him and his family. Mm-hmm. DJ Mr. C, yeah, you know I mean, we want to send our condolences and yeah, I mean, our recipes out to him. And also OJ Simpson, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We definitely want to do that, man, for these people that had families, you know what I mean, their condolences and everything like that moving forward. I'm gonna let you do your thing, man. Go ahead.
Hop back and forth.
Before I start, didn't I ask y'all to do something? Ask y'all to hit me up. We do them lives.
Thank you. I meant to tell you to do that.
And let us know. Was y'all getting notifications? You know what I'm saying? And all that to be on the live. Was y'all watching the live as we was doing it? Because we don't know. Because like you said, now let me know if y'all commenting, y'all trying to comment and y'all couldn't, because we don't see no comments or none of that. You know what I mean? So let me know. I asked y'all that. You know what I'm saying?
And I ain't mean to cut y'all. You ever notice when you go in some drink how it break it down? Like if you on Facebook and you might go to the comments, they'd be like, most relevant? No, I just want to see the comments. Like, why does it be like most relevant? You want to see all the comments? Do you want to see the newest joints? I just said to see the comment. Some shit be weird to me how they break the shit down. Like, I don't know if that's what we go through. If they feel like these kind of comments aren't relevant. But we go through a lot of dumb shit. I just threw that out there.
We don't see no comments.
Yeah.
I don't see no comments.
I don't see the comments on your own channel.
Right. So, now I mean, y'all let me know. Or y'all even... Now, I mean, are y'all typing the comments? Know what I'm saying? Are y'all getting the notifications that we going live? You see what I'm saying? Because like I said, we going to do them regardless. Know what I mean? If you don't watch them, then you watch it later. But, know what I mean? Just let me know. Know what I mean? Did it notify y'all? So to y'all that are subscribed, know what I mean? Do it send y'all a notification or what? Let me know that. Instead of y'all crying about goddamn Candace Owens and all that. Know what I'm saying? Let me know that. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? Do me that goddamn favor. So that's all I wanted to say about that. Like you said, man, rest in peace to them people that unfortunately passed away. To anybody out there that has a family member passed away, you know what I mean, recently, or somebody that you care about, you know what I mean, our condolences. But I want to talk about this kind of like piggybacking off of what we said during the show on Tuesday about... the whole like how you can achieve success and all that, and the bottom line bars, you know what I mean, bars and lyrical miracle rap ain't the end all be all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Even though we are that age where that somewhat matters. You know what I mean? That somewhat matters to me. I understand the whole business aspect of this too, and trying to get where you want to be at. And everybody, bottom line, don't care about all that. They don't care about being the most lyrical person in the world and trying to rhyme a million words in a damn song.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody don't care. You see what I'm saying? So I already know people want something to say about that. So this is my whole take on it. Like I said, I agree with another content creator named Super Sly when he said, the way things looking, Ice Spice has the most potential to be the most successful out of all the female rappers that's out mm-hmm. right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or the way that she's doing her business, or whoever she's working with or behind the scenes is positioning her to be the most successful. And if I thought about that, I agree with it. You know what I mean? Because as you can see, they are making sure she's in the right place at the right time. You know what I'm saying? She's making connections. Y'all seen her with Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All of that. Know what I mean?
She's just on the cover of Complex, too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Y'all making sure, people are making sure she's in position.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Put in a position to whereas she might not have, she's not going to have to depend on hip hop for long. You see what I'm saying? She can, you know what I mean, get in and get out of this. You know what I'm saying? But still have a career doing other things and just being, well, I guess what they call an influencer or a socialite or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you don't have to be beholden to the block, the street corner, the whole barbershop mentality of you have to be lyrical, miracle rapping, and you got to have 1,000 bars to be successful. You don't. You know what I mean? Everybody don't have to be trying to super duper rap all day long. Because at the end of the day, all y'all trying to get into the music business. It's music business.
Mm-hmm.
It's the business of music. You understand what I'm saying? So somebody actually being super duper talented and then even that is subjective. Because some people don't care nothing about that. Some people don't care about you trying to rhyme 1 million words a minute. Now, I mean, do you say something that's catchy, that I can vibe to, that's feel good? That may be what that person likes.
Mm.
Person may not give a damn about if you're trying to super duper rap and make the most thought-provoking stuff ever. Everybody don't care about that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the stuff that I like, the next person may not like because some people don't feel like, you know what I mean? They don't feel like having, when they listen to music, you got to think and break it all down and all that. No, I just want something that entertains me, that I feel like is a vibe. Some people think like that.
Right.
Now, I mean, the majority of people think like that. That's why some people who you feel like aren't the best rappers do the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then people who are kind of like more what we call more lyrical and all that, they may struggle. Because, all right, the mass of people, like you call it, that's why it's called mass appeal. Do you appeal to a lot of people? Some of you trying to rap like that don't appeal to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're right, but the thing for us that's always been, at least even in our culture, cool takes more precedence than success. We've always done everything to be cool. Everybody want to be the cool. We want to be cool, like. We've been following this shit, this recipe since our father's father, one of wanting to be cool. So it's like, I want to look good while I do it. You know what I mean? And I don't understand why we continue to do that. Like, I'm pretty sure it's dudes that grew up that wanted to be the coolest guy in school, and then you grew up and you struggled. You know what I'm saying? But you didn't instill that into your kids and be like, yo, don't do that, because we still ridicule the nerd. That's been a thing that's been going on for years. We ridicule the nerds. The girls go after the coolest guy. Then you grow up and then you want to be with the nerd because he's more stable. Cool is the thing that we want to obtain. We want to obtain cool before we want to obtain money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I want to obtain the envy of my peers before I even want money. That's all we want. We want to look cool while we doing this shit. We want to look. I don't just want to be successful doing it. I want to look cool while I'm doing it. That's why, I mean, like I said in the 2D episode, that's why nobody even tried to imitate a Travis or a Drake. Because the way certain people talk about them, that shit don't look cool. I want to look cool while I'm doing it. So, you know what I mean? If I'm not looking cool doing it, then I don't want to do it. At the end of the day, fuck looking cool. You do what you do for a reason. But the mindset that we have, we want to look a certain way while we're doing it. That's the mindset that we have. You know what I'm saying? It's rappers, your up-and-coming rappers that's locally. Maybe y'all shouldn't be dressing the way that y'all dress, because you got to understand, y'all still a local rapper, so you out here with the $10,000 outfit. Okay, you probably didn't need to put that money there. Probably should have put that money somewhere else, like run some ads on IG or some shit like. But we want to look cool while we're going to do it, mm-hmm. regardless of however the fuck the outcome is after that. And then we're going to sit back. You know what I mean? Like adults on a failed career with Al Bundy stories. Remember when we was at such and such club and that's how we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Yeah, because some of y'all about to get on y'all journey, try to do whatever y'all trying to do. And it is. We gotta. That is part of the problem too.
Yeah.
Because you got a lot of people, like I said, even with this content creation, I'm like, some of y'all running to go to like record at a studio, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got some fancy ass outfit on. You probably pay more for that outfit than it would cost one of these.
True, right, right. The investment that you should have put into your shit. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could have had everything on this table.
Right.
For what you got on.
Right. You dressed down to the nine though. For the one episode.
They're gonna be like, I can't even wear that again.
Yeah, they saw that. I gotta get some other shit. Yeah, man.
Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is true. A lot of people I see do that. A lot of y'all, you can tell, a lot of people, you can tell where their money going.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, you can tell where their money going and they not seeing the results. I'm like, man, you could have got a Rodecaster, a laptop,
right,
and a microphone for the outfit that you got on.
Right.
Yeah, some of y'all sitting around because y'all got to spend money to make y'all episodes. No, you could have did some of these episodes at home. Know what I mean? You'll be able to make more content. We ain't got to pay nobody.
True. Facts.
To go record.
Facts. You're right.
So.
And a lot of motherfuckers just not business minded. And you don't have nobody on your team that's business minded to tell you we not doing that right now.
Listen, he got that shit on though.
Yeah. Right. Right. Nobody on your team going to tell you like, no, we not doing that right now. Like. That shit, the time will come when we can do that. Matter of fact, bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But everybody want to get along. We want to do this shit. We all want to be happy because we want to live in the moment. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to enjoy the moment, man. Fuck the moment. The moment is grind time. Kai said that shit. He said, when you get in grind mode and all you want to do is work, and you so focused in, he's like, y'all got to capture those moments. Mm-hmm. And I think he just put a post up that he bought his mama a house. He just bought his mama a house not too long ago. So, like, we don't do that. We all want to live in the moment. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man.
So, yeah, the whole thing about, I mean, that the end of the Tuesday episode, my message was to y'all who, y'all might want to make music or make content, but y'all don't do the norm of what's around y'all in y'all environment. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, just understanding it's all right and it's cool to be y'all.
Right.
Because the most successful people are the people who are themselves, even if they come from a hood. Just be right. Theyself. Know what I mean? Lil Uzi is himself.
Yes, he is.
Know what I mean? One of the most successful artists out right now, being himself.
And the crazy thing about it, he from Philly and had to leave Philly. Now that motherfucker come to Philly, and the same people that didn't even want to give you the credit when you was doing that on the upcome, on your dick every time you come back to Philly now. You know what I mean? Now everybody want to be your friend. Now everybody want the handshake, the high fives and shit. Well, I had to leave here because you wasn't fucking, you ain't believing the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Now when I come back with this big ass tank, mm-hmm. everybody running up on me because I'm the man now.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, man, just trust yourself, man.
Yeah, yeah, like I said, man, the biggest artists are the ones who they self. Like you True. Said, Drake, Kanye,
yep.
Uzi. Know what I mean? People like Tyler, the Creator.
Yep.
Travis Scott.
Yep.
Know what I mean? Those type guys.
They do rock and roll. They don't even do hip-hop shit. Festival is not a hip-hop thing. Like, on some real shit, when we grew up, you ain't hear festival with hip-hop. That shit didn't correlate. Now they do festivals. You know what I mean? Bro,
that's a lot of goddamn people.
Dog. They do
festivals, that's a lot of goddamn people when you be looking into that crowd. Like, that Coachella crowd.
I only seen one motherfucker do some shit like that, and that was X.
Dog, that didn't even look real, that many people in that clip. That didn't even look real. That was real, because I remember back when that happened.
Yeah, that
was on MTV.
Right.
That didn't even look real. That looked like, you would think that was some AI type of thing.
Yeah.
That many people only in the crowd.
Like, yeah.
That looked like everybody in the world was there. That's how many people was in that crowd. Remember when the whole world was there?
Yo, that's wild, but that's it. Dog, when X stepped out, dog, and they showed that shit, and all you saw was like a sea of people, and everybody was just responding to the, I was like, wow, that was crazy. I've never seen no hip-hop dude do that before.
Listen, I can't do that. I think they said that was when they did we did that Woodstock thing or whatever back in the day. You know what I mean? Cause that crowd didn't make no sense. You know what I mean? They had that on TV and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, they do that Coachella thing, but that Coachella wasn't as big as that Woodstock joint. No. But that Coachella had a lot of people in it. Man, listen, people, they better than me. I'm not about to be around that many people.
Yeah, I'm not about to be around that many people. That's not our era. That's not our time frame.
No. Even back when it was, I was not going to no Woodstock and nothing like that, to no concert and be around that many people. I'm just not being around that many goddamn people. I'm just not. That was a lot of goddamn people, man.
I mean, but you would go to an arena, right? Would you go to an arena to hear like a rapper? Because saying like after so many amount of people, it don't even matter if you keep adding more people. Like, I'm in the middle of this shit. Something happened is going to happen. So you keep adding more people, it don't matter.
No, that's why I probably barely ever been.
Okay, I got you.
Went to a performance.
I got
you. On purpose. I just don't care about being around that many people.
I got you.
You know what I mean? Just like when we from Philly. That's why I really didn't go to Powerhouse like that.
Yeah, I never cared about concerts. That's why I never went.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't running. I didn't go to Powerhouse every year.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't care about being around that many people like that.
My kids love that shit, though. This their time. They love that shit.
You know what I mean?
They love that shit. We're going to Newark because SZA's performing out there. I'm like, damn, all right, that's what's up. They love that shit. So... yeah, that's just not me. I never was impressed with that. I'm like, listen, I got the album. Why the fuck am I buy the album, then go watch you perform the album that I got? That was never me.
Yeah, man, make some some people just connect like that and they just want to see the person on his face. And shout out to SZA just because.
Yeah, definitely.
Just because SZA. You're you.
Yeah, definitely SZA.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So what I was saying was it's sorry to be you.
Yeah,
because the most successful people are people that's being them. Know what I mean? Saying true to themselves.
Right.
Know what I mean? Just because they from the hood don't mean that I got to make that type of music reflecting that's just all up. Know what I'm saying? The typical hood shit.
Right.
And I may not be the lyrical miracle person. I may not be the lyrical miracle dude.
Right.
Now, some dudes are like, know what I mean? More lyrical. You got your J. Cole and your Kendrick who... are considered to be more lyrical and are somewhat, you know what I mean, and have a lot of success.
Right.
But if you don't, it ain't, man, that's not the end all be all. You know what I mean? Go and get your shit off.
Right.
Go and get it off. I can't be mad. You know what I mean? That's why people be mad at people like, yo, man, when you actually break it down, Future don't be really saying too much. All right. Everybody don't gotta be lyrical miracle.
Right.
They don't.
No, that's just a problem. Motherfuckers feeling like they have to relate with every artist.
Yeah,
if you don't say so much for you, then you find the person that does.
Know what I mean? It ain't for you, but no. I'm keeping it real authentic hip-hop. You see the backpack I got on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm a purist. Yeah, right. One of them type motherfuckers. Yeah.
Yeah, know what I mean? When them hip-hop started out in the park, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
One of them types. You know what I'm saying?
They making the phone box like so you can put your phone in them now, too.
Know what I mean? This don't have my stamp of approval, so it doesn't mean anything in hip-hop. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me not try to do this music because you don't approve of it, because I'm not hip-hop, hipper to hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I'm a purist.
Yeah.
Hip-hop started out in the park.
Right.
This is where it started.
If you can't, them type people. No, yo, see, break dancing, graffiti art. All right, man. All right, yo. I'm trying to get my mom a house. Trying to get out about the hood. I ain't got time to still, if you're pleased with what I'm saying.
Right. That's the problem with hip-hop, though. Hip-hop has kept hip-hop as small as it is. Even though hip-hop is like this huge genre right now, hip-hop has kept hip-hop in the box.
Exactly.
That's what hip-hop has done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Soon as something come up and it's different, but now you got these mumble rappers.
Yeah, that's mumble rap.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well, them mumble rappers is retiring their mothers.
Right.
And their parents.
That's the fucked up thing about hip hop. That's what make that shit so hard.
You sitting around trying to fucking rack your brain to rap a million words a minute. And you ain't got two nickels to rub together trying to scratch your head, try to figure it out.
Right. No, because the blueprint then was hip hop and then find the next move to caveat while using hip hop. Now these kids is like, hip hop. I'm making enough money in hip hop to do what I want to do. I don't need to do hip hop. Then I got the juice bar and we got the clothing line and then we got this and we got, no. I'm making enough money in hip hop that I can do exactly what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Everybody had the same blueprint when we was young. It was like hip hop. Then you come out with a fucking drink. You come out with a clothing line. Yeah,
you come with your clothing line. By the way, some of that shit, I ain't gonna say no names, but y'all can keep that shit. Y'all could have kept some of that shit.
But that was the blueprint because hip hop wasn't paying you enough.
Because
everybody was in the box. Mm-hmm. We like you said, it wasn't no mass appeal. You know what I mean? The billions of people over there, they don't fucking fuck with us. So I got to do this, then I got to do that. Nah, man.
Listen, I was Sean John and Rockaware.
Yeah.
That's it.
No woo wear at all?
I don't think I had anything that had woo wear on.
Okay. Damn, you ain't never going to the joint on South Street, get a shirt at least?
I don't think I had anything woo wear.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't think I had woo wear. I wore Sean John and Rockaware. I don't think I had anything from woo wear. No, I didn't.
Okay.
Now, think about it, I didn't. Yeah, man, because some of y'all could have kept that shit. I mean, I understand why y'all did it.
But it was a rumor that LRG was like Clue. Was that true?
No, Academics was Clue.
Academics was Clue. You're right.
And Academics, I mean, if you count Clue as being an artist. And tell you the truth, out of the clothing lines, Academics was the dopest.
Okay, I feel you.
I got to give it to him.
I feel you.
Academics had some dope, man. Yeah, was dope. That clothing line was dope, man.
Yeah, he had the right people in there, Jim.
That clothing line was dope. Clothing line, out of all of them, that was the dopest clothing line. Yeah. It was. Now, I mean, it actually was. Now, I mean, to some of y'all that's that age that could remember that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
They had some dope stuff, man. Yeah. They really did. Now, I mean, they really did, but... Yeah, when you think about it now, I mean, who got their own clothing line? Like people is partnering up now. Like they doing stuff with Louis Vuitton and stuff like that.
But you don't need to. But you don't got your own.
Yeah, man, you ain't coming out with the whole. I mean, Yeezy, but Yeezy's partnering with Adidas and making it Yeezy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it's really more sneakers. You know what I mean? I don't. Is he still making clothes like that? Is Yeezy really still making clothes or is it just the sneakers?
Sneakers is the main thing.
Yeah, man.
Sneakers the main thing. Yeah, these kids not worried because they don't got to worry about that.
Mm.
The shit when we came out was work yourself to death on the album. You know what I'm saying? Why you doing that? You over here, you got to do this shit. This shit was crazy. Now you don't got to do that. A motherfucker, now a kid that drop a album, don't even do a press release tour. Because you knew when the motherfucker was album. Because you like, yo, you heard such on this local radio station. Then they go from this radio station. They walk to this radio station. They go from here to here. You go turn on the TV. They on 106 and Park. They on MTV. They doing a whole crazy. Motherfucker just drop an album and go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Album been out since Friday. You ain't even. You just got to know it's out. But the people that know him know that it's out though.
Mm-hmm.
They fuck with him that much. They follow him like that they know that it's out. I don't gotta do no crazy press review. Matter of fact, I'm going on IG telling them the album be out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You know what I mean? So that's where like a lot of the purists is upset because a lot of y'all see y'all jobs coming to an end, like the disc jockey. You might be like, damn, in the long run, what the fuck am I gonna do? They don't need me no more. The need for you is, you know what I'm saying? So all these people that's in hip hop, criticizing hip hop, y'all the ones that's doing it. Because now you're trying to figure out how can I still eat off of hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The whole middleman of it has changed.
Yeah.
The whole middleman of it has changed because now, why would I go sit down with somebody, a hip-hop journalist, when I can just go sit down at Kai House?
Right. He gonna go stream. It's gonna be a million motherfuckers watching this.
You know what I'm saying? Let me sitting around with you and you asking me all these deep ass questions. What's the thought process of going into this album? And that shit only doing like fucking 100 views and fucking Kai gonna go get, like you said, that shit gonna get a million goddamn views in a couple hours. You know what I'm saying? Oh, walk us through your mindset when we made this album as opposed to your last album. Because when I listen to it, it sounds like you're in a different headspace. Man, I'm about to go over Kai's house and fucking...
Yo, dog. You
know what I'm saying? Have fucking fun. You know what I mean? And have some chicks over.
Right.
And sit around and just have fun and just let people know my album coming out.
Right.
Yeah, I'm over here. My album out, man. About to go get my album. I didn't want to sit around and talk you to death and all that. Talk about the production you have on it, and what was your headspace in when you wrote this song?
Yeah, you're right.
And do all that for that shit to get 100 goddamn views when that motherfucker put that shit out. No.
Yeah.
I'm out, man. I'm going over kind
of. I'm out. I'm out. This interview done.
Right.
I don't even know what type of shit you asking me.
Right.
Yeah, yo. That's where like all that be coming from, like. People just they losing their grip in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all losing their grip. Yeah. They're like, you know what I mean? Shit, sooner or later I'm gonna be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Nah, man. Let these young kids eat, man. Motherfuckers say like, yo, hip hop is in a fucked up position right now. How?
No. I mean,
they making more money than, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's not. It's just that, yeah, the whole middle of it is becoming it's changing. It's changing. It the internet technology changed that.
Right.
Think about it. When the last time you bought a magazine?
You right.
Last time you bought a magazine?
Right.
You used to buy them joints every month.
Yeah, every month, man. Depending on the joints you bought, you probably every week you went there. Source would drop joint, double XL, Don Diva.
No, yeah, remember you used to just pay for a whole subscription and just get them delivered to your house.
Yup.
That's how important magazines was.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I bought a magazine. I probably ain't bought a magazine in years.
Right.
I probably ain't bought a magazine in probably over 10 years. A magazine.
No, I just bought one. When did we ever think about the publications that even came out with it? You ever check? You ever, even if you don't buy a magazine, you ever go to XXL website? That still exists.
Probably not in years.
That's what I'm saying. You ever been to the cert, like Vibe? We don't even check on the people that supplied us with it. They still got websites. XXL still. We won't even check on y'all at all.
I mean, what do I need the news for when if somebody says something, I can just go to Drake's Instagram.
True.
So why would I need to go to the site, to a magazine site there where Drake's at, when I can just go to, when I just already follow Drake and it's on my timeline already.
Exactly. But with all that said, like you said though, that should be more motherfucking encouragement for if you are that standalone rapper in your city, and you don't, you know what I mean? I don't do the shoot 'em up, bang bang shit, or I don't pop pills like this dude. I just what I want to rap about. That's more, you know what I mean, encouragement for you to do that. Mm. I don't got to go through nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't got to go through y'all, all of these proper channels and shit to go. No, I can do that. Which was weird, because when you think about it, they talked about the music back then when we was kids, right? But the shit went through y'all. It ain't like it was today where anything could just come through. They be like, yeah, I mean, hip-hop is fucking this generation up. The hip-hop is bad. Yeah. But the channels, it went through y'all. That's how we got it.
Well, you got it from people who... Well, you didn't get it from everybody. I mean, I know what you're saying. But at the end of the day, it was people who... The bottom line is... They wanted to make money off of it. So some people who probably knew that, all right, this may be detrimental.
Right.
But I got to make money. You know what I mean?
Keeping my lights on.
Now, I mean, I'm trying to make money. So,
right.
Yeah, in a way, is that some sort of, that might be messing with people's, this is a question of morality. Like,
true.
All right, we know this music ain't the best music. It might be very violent, might be this and that, but we got to put it out and see if somebody likes it.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So we got to put it out and see if somebody likes it. So people might like it. So we going to make money. It's all, remember, it's all about, this country is all about the almighty dollar.
Right.
I mean, capitalism runs everything here. Now, I mean, this is a, I mean, this is America. You know what I'm saying? Just like Danny Glover put that song up. This is America.
Yeah.
That's the truth. This is America.
Yeah, yeah.
So, all right, some people, some, I mean, I'm pretty sure with some people that probably worked in them record companies probably listen to this and be like, yo, this is like super violent. This is this and this and that. But at the same time, all right, that artist may sell a bunch of records.
Mm-hmm.
And I need them right now. I mean, I have nobody else that sell records right now. So right. I ain't going to lose my job.
Right, right, right.
That, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Can you imagine how many people probably didn't like the music, may listen to it?
Right.
They probably didn't like it. But they job might be on the line. So let me just go ahead and just sign off and approve this and all that and put this out. They right. may not. They may personally thought like, nah, that's a little... Man, we can't do nothing else. We can't sign the other artists. No, this is what we're doing right now.
Right.
You want your job or not. So you probably sitting around. So that right there is a great motivator. People need to pay their bills and take care of their family.
True.
Because I'm pretty sure some of these people in these record companies who probably thought, yo, some of this stuff is too much, man. We had to go in a different direction, man, get more positive artists. Then some people may be like, no, this is what we're doing because this is what's working.
Right.
This is what's working. So, yeah, so that's my whole thing about that, man. I forgot what I was saying in the beginning to begin with. What was I talking about before? I forgot what I was going to say. So the whole thing of being beholden to everything got to be super, super duper lyric. No, that's not. Once hip hop grew, and it kind of, and at the same time, it always been party rappers.
True, yeah, no doubt.
Now I mean, feel good rappers on the vibe.
Yeah, we accepted them for who they was.
Right.
Right.
So now, as time going, like I said, as time going and generations age out of it, then you become a person that don't like that mumble rap. It's not for you. Just like we listen to is people that didn't like what we listened to.
True.
That did not like that. Know what I'm saying? They did not like the hip hop that we grew up with, they came up on in the 90s. People that did not like it. It did not like it.
Right.
Know what I'm saying? So it's always going to be like that as one generation ages out of being the demographic. You're going to always love hip hop, but you are out of the age demographic.
Mm-hmm.
So once people age out, and then like I said, our generation has now aged out of it.
Yeah.
Of being the demographic.
Shit is fucked up though. Is when your age group age out, they don't just age you out. They age the artists that you listen to out too. So like, if I'm older and I like a Big Daddy Kane, why can't Kane still drop albums?
Because
why can't KRS-One drop albums?
Because it depends on that. That's lyric. Because it depends on what it is. Because as time go on, if I run a business, I gotta move with the times. If you were the last generation's artist, I may not be able to put the same money into you. Know what I mean, if you declined a little bit, I mean, I put the same money into you. Because this is a business at the end of the day. Yeah, you might have been selling records in the 80s, late 80s, know what I mean, 80s and the early 90s. So it's 1999 now. You might still be signed. But the kids now may not know nothing, they don't care nothing about you. I'm going to put a bunch of money into you. I got to go with whoever they might go with now. I got to sell records now.
Mm.
My job depends on me selling records now, not living in the past. So that's how time go on. And then, okay, your generation may, the generation still support you. You know what I mean? Some of them do, because you got people, man, Wu-Tang was just in Las Vegas doing the whole residency.
Yeah,
so people still rock with them. There's some people that still, they got the whole Rock the Bells thing, but as time go on, life goes on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the person ain't 16 years old and listening to your album is not the most important thing in the world to them. That person may be 35, 40 years old with a family. So me buying your music and sitting around listening to your music is not a priority. When I was younger and your music was out and I was a teenager, that was top priority.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I remember when I remember when hip hop was my number one priority in life. When somebody dropped an album, Jay-Z, DMX, Nas, it was a point in my life where that was number one. Number one was to get my hands on that and listen to it.
You ever stood in line to go get an album?
No, I never stood in line before.
Okay.
No, I mean, I never stood in line. Now it's all right, such as drop an album, I'll get around to listening to it. I'm 42 now. I'll get around to listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the end all be all to me anymore. Mm-hmm. It's not the number one priority. Because life just goes on. Person may still be talented. Life just goes on.
Right.
So your fans that were your fans back then, the music is not the priority. That's why the demographic is just so young for hip hop. Because that's the time where that's their priority.
True.
It's not going to be a priority when you're 35.
True.
Making sure you listen to somebody or buy somebody's album is not going to be a top priority the way it was when you was younger.
Right.
Well, that was my number one priority. Jay-Z just dropped. You know what I mean? That's my number one priority, is getting my hands on that so I can listen to it. It's not my top priority no more.
Right.
So that's not, I mean, that's all mixed together. That's not necessarily a record company's fault that time goes on, but they have to still make money. You know what I mean? So I may not be able to put the same, I can't put the same resources into you now from back then, because less people may care about you. It may be the same people care about you, but you're not the priority to them anymore.
Right.
So you ain't gonna sell the same amount of records unless you can move through the generations and people, you know what I'm saying? And people somewhat still care about you. Now, I mean, that's why you see Drake move the way he move. So he don't just age out.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? He still has a connection with younger, he still has a connection with the younger people, the teenagers.
Yeah.
That way he don't just age out and don't nobody care.
True.
As time go on. And it's some people that, y'all people is just, it's older. Know what I mean? It's just listening to your music is not, listening to something that you make that's new is just not top priority anymore for a lot of people. Life goes on.
Right.
So back then when you came out, the majority of your people that paid for your album was teenagers, people in their early 20s. Man, them people was in their 30s and 40s now.
Mm.
So your music, know what I mean? Listening to anybody's music ain't top, buying anybody's music ain't top priority. So you might come up, And don't sell nothing. I mean, don't sell nothing. Nobody, you ain't not in demand to go to the shows like that. Some people are, can do a show here and there.
Right.
Know what I mean? A lot of people, like I said, man, they've been touring. Like the Wu, like Method Man and all of them, like Red Man. Know what I'm saying? They tour. It may not be no football stadiums.
Right.
They still touring. They still respectable arenas and all that. Nas still touring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's people that can go, now I mean, can like go move across the different generations. So somewhat. You see what I'm saying? Everybody can't do that.
True.
Everybody may not have a work ethic, maybe everybody not care. Like I said, some of these artists, they might time go on. They might have kids and family, and they may not even care to rap no more.
Mm. No, you're right. You actually like brought something to my attention that I was thinking about, because I was like, dang, like, you barely anybody say something about Dirk. It was a time where I couldn't go a day without hearing like Lil Durk. You know what I'm saying? Like Durk was like the biggest thing out. And as time went by, you know what I mean? It's just like less and less. Not to say that he's not a good artist anymore, but like just the hear, I don't hear him talked about anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I was like, but what you're saying, like, it makes sense though. Cause this generation, they consume so fast. They consume it so fast. So they might phase the artist out faster than we did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They consume it so fast and it's so much that they just looking for the next thing.
Because you got the options. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like when people go to a buffet.
Mm-hmm.
You don't eat the same size portion that you would, because you got a buffet, you got a lot of options. Meet a little bit of this, a little bit of this, a little bit of this. Then we'll get you another plate, need a little bit of this and a little bit of that. That's how it's music, because you got, it's so accessible now. It wasn't accessible to us back then.
True, right.
You know what I mean? We bought an album, you got to listen to that joint for months. That's why we lived off mixtapes, because mixtapes gave you more variety.
Right, right.
That's why mixtapes are so big.
Right, right.
Because once you buy somebody album, you don't know when new music is going to come out.
Right.
So you listen to the same stuff over and over again. You listen to this, to the radio, now listen to the same thing over, and they playing the same thing on the radio over and over and over again. That's why mixtapes became so big, because you might have artists on there where it might be a song or freestyle. It's something to give you the whole break of monotony of hearing the same 10 songs every hour of every day, over and over and over again. That's why this shit meant so much for people to try to get on the radio and get their music video played, because it's only such some spots. There's only some spots where people won't even gonna be able to see you or hear you.
Yeah.
That's why that meant so much. Yeah. Now it's like, dog, a lot of people don't give a damn about getting played on the radio.
True.
Because all my people was on the internet.
Right. Right.
I don't gotta go through the radio no more.
Shit, you know what I mean? Kids live locally, don't know what the local radio station is. That mean? I mean, kids in the city don't even know who the local radio station is. Shit, man. I mean, you right.
Think about it though. Now I mean, this is not a diss to them, because we listened to it for a long time. I used to tape. Know what I mean? I used to tape off the radio. Think about how many people that you know don't listen to the radio. They go to Powerhouse every year, but don't listen to the radio
right,
station.
Right, right.
They don't listen. They don't listen to Power 99. They'll tell you in a second.
Right.
They don't listen to the radio.
Right, right, right.
The only thing you know about Power 99 is when Powerhouse come around, they go to Powerhouse.
Right.
They don't listen to the radio, though. They don't listen to the station.
Right.
At all. They don't listen to the station.
Right.
Word just spread on the internet. Powerhouse, who gonna be at Powerhouse? We going.
Yeah, we going.
But they don't listen to the radio.
Yeah, ain't that crazy?
You know how many people I know that don't listen to the radio, and now you got apps where you can listen to a radio through the app, even right. if you're not in that city.
Right.
You know how people I know that don't listen to the app, they don't listen to Hot 97, but they go when they had a concert.
Right.
There's people that do that with Powerhouse. There's people that, I don't even listen to the radio. They'll go to the concert, though.
Yeah.
Don't such and such going to be at the concert, this person, that person, but you don't listen to the radio.
Right. Right. I mean, that shit, growing up, I could tell you who the morning show host was. After them, now I'll be like, morning show?
If my life depended on it, I couldn't tell you who does the morning show in Philly anymore.
I think it might be Angela Yee and Maino and somebody else up in there.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If my life depended on it, I could not tell you. Honest to God, I could not tell you my life depended on it.
Yeah. I know at one point it was like Angela Yee and Maino. I don't know if they still are one because that shit rotates so fast. But shit, it used to be the point in time where we knew exactly who those people was. You knew who the Quiet Storm person was, you know what I'm saying? We knew exactly who these people was, you know what I'm saying? Like, they meant something to the city. They was damn near celebrities themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Golden Girl and them, they was damn near celebrities themselves. And that was just like, I don't know who the hell on the joint, you know what I'm saying? I don't know who. I be done bumping into somebody in the street, they could have been the disc jockey or something. I don't know, excuse me, I'm sorry, pardon me. You know what I mean? So yeah, man, like, the times is changing, and those people that hold those jobs might not even be regarded anymore as like a stand for me to go to.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm saying?
I don't know. Yeah, that's real. I don't know who's on the, I don't even know who's on the radio no more. I don't know.
I
don't know.
I don't know either. I really don't, man. I really don't. And it's crazy, because like you said, we used to record off the radio. We knew, you know what I mean, Friday freestyles. When it was like this, somebody from this city was going against somebody from this city. We like followed that religiously. Now you be like,
man, listen, man, I don't know. I be on the joint talking about, yeah, you know what I mean? I ain't listening to Moni in a minute. You know what I mean? How she doing? Like, what are you talking about, dog? She like down Atlanta doing radio now. I wouldn't even, you know what I'm saying? You know what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Starting Buck Wild still on there. Star still on there talking crazy. That's out of touch I be. Like, what year you think it is, bro? You don't even know what's going on.
Oh, yo. Said, what year do you think? What's going on with you?
Nah, man. Yeah, I was on that joint. Yeah, man.
Oh, yo.
Turn on the radio and listen to Radioactive. That joint was something else. Radioactive?
Yo.
Oh, man. Out of touch. That was the good old days, man. A lot of people don't even know what I'm talking. Yo, some people know. Yo, some people's are that age when I say Radioactive.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, man. Yeah, I would not. Man, listen.
Yo, my life depended on. I couldn't even tell you who the morning show. Is it Angela Yee?
Yeah, it's Angela Yee.
Okay.
Angela Yee on the morning show.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, dude. I couldn't even tell you.
Go check myself. Like, listen, man. That's crazy, yo.
Yeah, man, time goes on, man.
Time does go on.
Know what I mean? The only thing constant is change.
Time does go on. You know what I mean?
Cosmic Kev still going strong, man. Shout out to Cosmic Kev, man.
Shout out to CK.
You know what I mean? Been giving people a platform, know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People platform for many years, know what I'm saying? To get their exposure. Know what I mean? Before all this internet, know what I mean? He was like, people come up there and rock, know what I mean? Interview people, I'm freestyle and all that.
Right.
Know what I mean? So he was one of them people that he threw a lot of people out of use, man. Know what I mean? So y'all make sure we pay him respect and homage.
Yeah, no doubt. Shout out, definitely shout out to Cosmic Kev.
Know what I mean? Q Deezy, Kobe Cole.
Yep.
Dudes that just let people come up there before they had a record deal. It wasn't just people that was already signed that everybody already knew. No, they threw a lot of people out of use, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, man, we might, nah, I mean, we need to go do a morning show, you know what I'm saying? All I got to do is just.
Isn't this Lee? Because this going to say the Rise and Grind morning show with Mikey Dredd, Roxy Romeo, and Mother Knows.
Mikey Dredd still there?
I guess so. We got him right here on the joint.
Is that Paul 99? What that said?
Paul 99.
I don't know.
Paul 99.
See, I don't know. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Might need us to. Let us do some radio or something. Man, because I curse and I stutter too much, so.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to be like.
FCC be to shut that joint down. Grand opening, grand closing. Thank you guys for your service. I'm like, I ain't even on my laptop yet.
I'll be on that joint. The motherfucking this motherfucking powerhouse gonna be crazy as shit. They gonna snatch that mic for me so fast, like
you can't say because you stuttered over. A lot of people stutter that. I mean, people don't mind listen to. Like people don't mind listen to you.
No. People love. I mean, people love it about me. They say I sound authentic.
Yeah.
But I can't be on the radio because I'm already like kind of conscious of when I listen to the playback. I'm trying to like cut like the cursing down. I don't like how I sound.
Me too.
Because when I start going in, other words start being a curse word. So I kind of get lost. So the message I'm trying to give out kind of get lost in the profanity. So I do notice that about myself. People be like, yo, I just love the fact that you're authentic. I'm like, yeah, but for myself, I'm trying to cut the cursing down. Know what I mean? These people always show me love. Know what I mean? But I ain't trying to be on, forget like, yo, this ain't sound like radio. First words out my mouth. Rise and shine, motherfuckers. Yeah. Like, ho, this ain't sound like wrong. My bad. You know what I mean? Just like the boy, you know, what was the boy that was on the news? That clip was on the news. They was on like Good Day Philadelphia. When they like interviewed the boy about, I guess, the snow or whatever, my man was talking. My man was like, I guess he's in realize that he saw somebody on the news. He's like, my bad, yo. I fucked that all up. Can we start again? That shit be dying. Yo. That was crazy. Yeah, that was wild, yo. He started talking. He was like, yo, I guess he messed up. He's like, nah, I fucked that up. Yeah, yo. Yo, you gotta love Philly, yo.
Dog.
Yeah, this joint was crazy. No, yo, he just talking about random stuff. Yo, remember BET, the boy Hits?
Yeah.
Yo, remember the boy Hits was rocking around people neighborhoods for Thanksgiving and just walking in the house because people was in there just making plates and making himself a plate and just filming it? Dog, you got, yo, we gotta pay respect to homage to Hits. Yo, yo, wherever he had, I hope he alive and well. You tell, like, all the stuff people do on the internet and all these comedy skits and all that, he used to do that on TV. That type of stuff on TV, pull pranks and stuff on that, everybody on TV.
It's from the street.
Dog, yeah, one of his joints was, yo, he used to just, it was like Thanksgiving. He just walked in people's houses. You know how, like, Thanksgiving, people in and out of people's house. Just walk in the house and just start making himself a plate. Like, in films, people walk up and like, who is you? Yo, you know who I am. I'm cousin such and such. I don't even know who you are. Man, yo, I know some people out there know what I'm talking about. You just walk in people's houses and just make yourself a plate.
Oh, man.
Yo, man. Yo, man, some of his joints is hilarious, yo. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, man, he used to do that type of stuff. Now, like a lot of this stuff, for people that don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
some
people
know
what I'm talking about.
Yeah. All them pranks and all that, all the stuff people doing on the internet and all that, and the jokes and the skits and all that. He used to do that on like BET.
Yeah.
He used to just do stuff. He used to just do that type of stuff. People that just walk up on people, ask people questions and all that. You know what I mean? It was crazy.
Yeah, a lot of people hear that.
Yo, man, had me dying. Man, was, walked up on boys and wanted to be on TV. Yo, my man, old hit like ran and then came back on the crutches. This was like, hold on. You ran to go get the crutches. Then you using the crutches like you can't walk. Joe had me dying. Yo, he was ahead of his time, dog. He was. He was ahead of his time, yo.
Yeah, he was.
A lot of people do that stuff now on the internet, but he was doing that stuff years ago.
Yeah.
That joke was hilarious when he was walking in people's houses on Thanksgiving just making plates.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's funny. Remember the boy Michi from Philly?
Yo, man. Listen, man, my condolences, not me, to people. Yo.
Definitely. I mean, knocked on the door, he was like, yo, y'all got to leave. He's like, he got dressed up. Name tag and knock with somebody in the hotel like, yo, y'all gotta leave. Why we gotta leave? I don't know. My manager told me that y'all gotta leave. They go to close the door. We're like, no, y'all can't close the door until y'all get out of here. Y'all gotta leave this door open.
The joke was when he was dressed up. You know, like how construction workers be dressed up and they got directed traffic because they working in the street. My man had the construction joint on with the sign to let people know to stop and go. But it wasn't no construction work getting done. He was in the middle of the street, just telling people to stop and telling people to go. He had this tractor just backed up. Man, so he was like, yo, what you doing? He was like, yo, I just sometimes because I ain't just controlling stopping traffic. Dog, he was fucking hilarious, man. Now, I mean, yo, for the people that don't know him, man, unfortunately, he's not here with us anymore. Now, I'm saying very, very unfortunate. But he was like one of them people, like, yo, he was one of the funniest comedians, dog. He helped, like, pioneer that whole, like, Instagram, like, skit, I mean, comedian type of person.
God.
Now I'm saying he was one of them dudes. Like, he's like, yo, man, yo, he was, like, one of the funniest people. Like, people I think like, some of the people was, like, Trey Rags and all them, like, the people that's, like, super funny, he was one of them dudes.
Yeah.
Like, super duper funny at it.
Definitely.
Know what I'm saying? Super duper funny. Dog, that was the funniest thing ever. He was dressed up. It was like a construction worker. He would just stop. He just had traffic backed up. People just bumping people the horns. They just tell him make it go. They're stopping other people just doing it. Just on the street, just dressed like a construction worker. Just doing that.
Yo.
His skits was his skits was hilarious, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just walking around the store like a Walmart versus telling people, yo, nah, they seen you. You stole something. Nah, we seen you. They sent me out here to go get you. Yo, just stuff like that is just like hilarious,
yeah, yo. That shit go back to like what you said, though. Sometimes you got to be yourself, man.
Yeah.
Because at that time, nobody really wasn't doing stuff like that.
Yo.
You know what I mean? You really got to be yourself.
Yeah, yo, he was one of the pioneers of that.
Yeah. That going, dog.
Yo, he's like, yeah, y'all gotta leave. Yeah, just like when people throw it something, they gotta leave. Yo, like some people like believing them. It's like people that just like believe something he's saying. Like,
that's how I got. Yo, that's wild, dog. The motherfuckers is hilarious.
That joint was the funniest though when he dressed up like a construction worker. Yeah, Travis just backed up. Yeah, Travis just backed up to stop stopping traffic. The machine just stopping traffic.
Oh man, oh man, yeah, the motherfuckers is hilarious, man. People that was just being themselves, man.
Yo, we get it. No, but some of that stuff be it. Yo, some of that stuff that people do on the internet, it's annoying. It gotta be annoying as hell, but it do be funny. But some of the stuff just be, I mean, it be like, yo, come on, man, I just knock your head off your shoulders if you do some of that stuff. I mean, that make you want to knock somebody's head off their shoulders.
Yeah,
that's... Hey, dog, come on, man. It's funny, though.
Right.
Because some of that stuff be hilarious, man. Yo, just walking up on people just telling them, like, listen, we seen you stealing. Yo, just dressed up like you worked there. You see?
Yeah.
Like, yo, we seen you stealing. Like, yo, we seen you on camera. Like, yo, we got to check your bags.
Dog.
Yo.
So, and be dead serious. Your face don't even break.
Right.
Break a crack out. Yo. Yeah, man. Them dudes that did that, man, they definitely was pioneers, yo. That hits from the street. That joint was a classic, yo. Man, his own show.
Yo.
That's classic, yo. He was
walking in people's houses and just making plates on Thanksgiving.
Classic, yo. That's wild, man. It's classic. You know what I mean?
Hilarious, man.
Yeah, that shit definitely was a classic. Definitely was a classic. Classical moments, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
gotta be yourself, man. Gotta be yourself. You know what I mean? Standing out this joint. No, you when you was talking about like how you be stuttering or something, like, you know, cause Shannon Sharp be stuttering and sometimes when he do it, that shit be like cracking me up on my mind because he not the type of stutterer to follow through. Like I was just listening to one like last week. He was like, yeah, Ocho, you gotta be a good athlete. Like, you don't follow through, he just stop and just goes to the next word, man. Shout out to, I mean, Ocho Cinco and Shannon Sharp, you know what I mean, for the nightcap, you know what I mean, joint. You know what I mean, matter of fact, let's, you know what I mean, Philadelphia's Quilly, man, you know what I mean, No Diddy made it to an episode of Nightcap when Shannon Sharp was on there talking about something. Yeah, man, I used to bench press like 500, 450. Then Ocho Cinco was like, I'm right there, right underneath you. He's like, you're underneath me. Whoa, Ocho, No Diddy. So the word No Diddy is world renowned, even if y'all don't know who started it, man. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people were saying it. I don't even think a lot of people know who started it. But that fast.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the internet do. Like you said, that fast, yo. That fast. People run with something and don't know who started it. Sometimes, you know, it's crazy. That's how music be like. If I'm not even a TikTok dude, but because we put shit on TikTok, I might see something on TikTok. I'm like, then this song is crazy. Whose song is this?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to search the song up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So stuff like that happens, man.
Yeah, man. Because, man, these last few years, man, one of the best, most useful apps to me been Shazam.
Okay. Definitely.
That's the app, right? Shazam, right?
Yeah, Shazam.
You know what I'm saying? I got to Shazam something.
Yeah.
Because I might hear it and don't know whose song it is. I might hear the song, like the song, and I don't know whose song it is.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's very, very helpful to me, man. Yeah. Cause I'll be like, I like this song. Whose song is it?
Right. You don't even know what song it is. You just see kids dancing to the shit.
Yeah.
You get those clips. So like, yeah, I feel you, man.
Yeah, so that right there, man. But yeah, man, I just wanted to say that, man, because some people you ain't gotta be beholden to hip hop started out in the park. Now I mean, we all know people know where it started from. I mean, even though some people need to go do their history.
True.
Some people do need to go do their history, but man, listen, people trying to eat, man.
People trying to eat,
man. Instead of sitting around, well, I got to stay 100% true. So okay, man, you go stay. You know what I mean, go stay true to it and try to rack your brain and try to be some super duper rapper, and don't got two nickels to rub together.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't get mad at it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, I ain't mad at it. So. Yeah.
That's the goal, man. The goal is to make money. Make money and enjoy life. That is the goal.
I mean, especially if you being yourself. Like you said, don't try to force nothing. You know what I mean? Don't let people feel bad because they not the people that's going to buy your records anyway. You got people that care about it so much, can't remember the last time they bought an album. Bars and all that matter. Okay, the people that spitting the bars, you buying the album? No, you're not buying no music. Right. You ain't going to no shows, you ain't buying no music.
Right.
Do you want your opinion to mean so much? Who the hell cares? Who the hell cares? You ain't supporting it even if it is the type of music that you want to listen to. True. So what the hell do it matter?
True.
So, I mean, that's all I wanted to say about this one. I mean, I ain't going to make this one too long. I just wanted to get that off.
Yeah.
I mean.
Listen, man, at the end of the day, like you said, the only person that matters in the court of opinion should be your own. You know what I mean? That's the only person who matter when you're doing something, especially if you want to be creative. Because if you're doing something that you it ain't you, your heart ain't in it, you might lose those creative, you know what I mean, that energy to make you want to keep going. You know what I mean? I'm not really this person. I don't want to do this. This is not what I want to do. You might not even have passion to keep going because it ain't even who you want to do. And like we said before in the live, you have to start, you know what I mean, the way that you want to finish. Sometimes you start one way, it might be hard for you to try to caveat into something else. Shit, dude, you got to start a whole, it's like starting all over again, whole new audience, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, you know what I mean? Stay true to you, do what you want to do, and it'll work out. Just stay patient, keep grinding out, man. Patience is the key.
Yeah, so the people that stay selves is the most successful people in music, even this content creation. I mean, you see what them A&P guys is doing. You know what I'm saying? Now I mean, having success being they self. But they sitting around pointing a bunch of guns in the camera and all that. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make you think they the most hoods dudes in the world. No, nah. They being they selves. You know what I'm saying? The ones who too busy worrying about keeping it real, thinking keeping it real all day. And you gotta be a 1,000-bar spitter, and you gotta act tough all the time. They the ones sitting around trying to scratch their head, trying to figure it out. How can they get any type of money up out of this? How can they get a check up out of this? The ones who they sells are having the most success.
Right.
Now I mean, look at that. Look at that across the board. Content creators, now I mean, people that's now I mean artists. Now I'm saying the ones who ain't super duper tough and super duper, now I mean, trying to be super duper super hard and gorillas all day long.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? They're the ones that's the most successful. So, yeah, man, ain't nobody got time to be worrying about trying to be the toughest dude in the world or the most lyrical, super lyrical rapper. You know what I mean? If you're not that, you're not that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Some of the most successful people are the ones who not that. Some of the most successful content creators is the ones who's not that. The ones that are trying to figure out how they get in, how they can get a dollar out of this, and they struggling, they ain't getting no views, don't nobody care about their music, they couldn't sell out a damn Chinese store. You know how small a Chinese store is?
Mm.
You know the Chinese stores, you go in there, the door, and the ordering drink like this.
Right.
They couldn't sell that out. But they talking now to people, these mumble rappers, the mumble rappers are selling out damn football stadiums.
Right. You going there by mistake. Oh, I got some rain. Now I can't pick my wings and shit.
Right.
Wings and fries. you be up, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, yeah. Man, we pretty much done with this, John, man. You
can't sell out a Chinese store.
Right. You know what I mean? Can't pack out a Chinese store. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so,
man.
So that right there, man. But I do want to end it with this, man. Like I said, rest in peace to those that passed away. My condolences to their loved ones. Like I said, man, do me that favor and hit us up and let me know. Do y'all get the notifications for the live, or can y'all click on the lives? Because like I said, we can't see none of that. We don't see no comments. We don't see our comments on the live. We can't get an accurate number of who's in it. You know what I'm saying? None of that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we gotta look and see. After, now I mean, even though, now I mean, we do them because we like doing them, and like I said, if you don't catch it then, you'll catch it later. But I just want to get an idea of people, and how many people going on, and when y'all click on it, does it let y'all click on it and listen to it in real time when we doing it, or what? So I'm trying to get an idea of that. Now I mean, so do me that favor, man. Continue to, now I mean, subscribe. Like I said, now I mean, now, I mean, not just subscribe on YouTube. Now, I mean, still subscribe on. Now, I mean, for the audio, for just audio listeners. Now, I mean, so I need y'all to subscribe. Wherever y'all listen to us at, I need y'all to make sure y'all subscribed.
Yes.
Now, I mean, I need y'all to do me that favor. Now, I mean, make sure y'all are subscribed. Now, I mean, and write some reviews. I don't even know if y'all might be saying, yeah, we write reviews. My reviews don't even pop up. I have no clue. Now, I mean, so do me a favor, write a review. Now, I mean, wherever y'all listen to us, subscribe. Now, I mean, thank y'all for all the love and support, man.
Yeah, definitely, man. Listen. It's already been said. Y'all already know what it is.
We out of here, y'all. Peace.